It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our Monday show. I'm Larry London. Hope you had a nice weekend and maybe you had a chance to catch the Grammys last night. If you didn't, we'll go through some of the big winners and we'll tell you all about the Grammys as we go through the show. Now, speaking of the Grammys, last night, Camila Cabello wasn't nominated for anything, but she did get up on stage and joined in a big, giant unity performance with Kesha singing Praying. And they were all dressed in white and kind of solidarity to show women's power. And that's what that's all about. The song is kind of an anthem for women's power. It was a very moving moment. Camila Cabello was on stage along with Cyndi Lauper and Julia Michaels, Andra Day, and quite a few other heavyweight superstar performers. All the ladies got together and supported Kesha. Here is Camila Cabello. This song has been number one for the past week. Naomi in Kuwait wants to hear it. Camila Cabello's Havana, right here on Border Crossings. Nana.
Havana, nana. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, nana. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners. Uh-huh. Havana, nana.
Havana, and that is a request coming to us from our friends in Kuwait, 96.9 FM. Naomi requested that song from Camila Cabello's debut album, Camila. It was the number one album in the U.S. last week, so that's where it sits right now until we find out how this week's chart goes. Ray McDonald joins us on Tuesday, and he'll bring us the latest. My name's Larry London. Welcome to our Monday Border Crossings. We've got two more copies of the Grammy CD to give away. It's the Grammy nominee. nominees from last night's Grammy show. 21 nominated artists are on this Grammy nominees compilation CD. It's a must-have CD for anybody who loves music, and you can only have it by listening to Border Crossings. And we've got a couple more to give away, so hang around with us on today's show. Now, speaking of the Grammys last night, some highs and some lows. As far as performances are concerned, Kendrick Lamar opened the show. That was definitely a high. He came out with a big giant choir, a bunch of dancers. He was even joined by Bono and U2, Bono the Edge. They came out and serenaded with him on stage. And very interesting performance. Loved it. It was great. So he opened the show. On a good note, I was all excited and ready for a great show. Some of the other things that weren't so well, Sting performed on stage with Shaggy. It didn't seem to gel. From the start, it just kind of, the chemistry wasn't there between the two. It was an odd pairing, but they performed. Pink, very high point in the show. She was out there. She performed. People loved hearing her sing a new song called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. They loved seeing Pink. Big cheers. Of course, I mentioned Kesha and her big performance with Bebe Rexha, Julia Michaels, Andra Day, Camila, Cyndi Lauper, quite a few big stars. There was highs, there was lows. Something interesting, Ed Sheeran won a couple of Grammy Awards. He wasn't there. It was a no-show. Not sure why, other than, you know, because they didn't give a reason, but I'll assume that he was on tour. Something else that was kind of a low for me was the tribute to Fats Domino Chuck Berry. It was kind of flat. I mean, I enjoyed what they attempted to do, but I don't think they achieved the desired result because, the tribute was just, not deserving of the two. The two are iconic figures in music, and they had, a very low-key, tribute. And I just don't think it was good enough for what those two artists are deserving of. Now, I also want to talk about the winners and the losers. And well, actually, there's never a loser, because if you're nominated for a Grammy, you're kind of automatically a winner. There's no such thing as a loser. So big awards of the night, Bruno Mars, by far the star of the show. He won 6 Grammys last night. 6 Grammys. And that includes Record of the Year and Album of the Year for 24 Karat Magic. He also, of the 6, won Song of the Year for this next request from Abel Kofi in Ethiopia. This was the Song of the Year. We'll get to the rest of the list as we go through Border Crossings today. But here's your Grammy-winning Song of the Year, Bruno Mars, and That's What I Like.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your then ride it. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Puerto Rico, say the word and we go. You can be my flica, girl, I'll be a flico mamacita.
I would never make a promise that I can't keep.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror, now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
You say it's us,
say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day? Letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me, I wasn't ready. So I apologize, I seen the innocence. Leave your eyes, I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic. So, I apologize. Apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained us of all this ratchet, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then me in a space where the dark stop, and let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
border crossings. And that's Jay-Z by request from Ezekiel in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM. And that is the title track to his latest album, 444, which some say is a psalm from the Bible. Other people say four is the lucky number because he was born on the fourth. Beyonce was born on the fourth. Four is a very significant number in his relationship with Beyonce. Don't know for sure, but I know that he did release some clothing with the 444 Psalm on it from the Bible. So maybe that's the connection. But that is Jay-Z, who was nominated for Album of the Year for 444, didn't win. In fact, it was not a great night. It was a good night, but not a great night for Jay-Z, because he was nominated for 8 awards, didn't win any of them. 0 for 8. Last night, he did get the Icon Award, which was the only category he wasn't nominated for. He was getting that. He wasn't up against anybody. He was going to get the Icon Award. So he was there to receive that award. And he went up on stage and took a swipe at the U.S. president and gave his thank you speech as well. And apparently President Trump and Jay-Z have been having a little thing back and forth on Twitter in the last 24 hours. But so there you go. That's Jay-Z and Ezekiel's request, 444. And I do want to look at some of the other winners. And by the way, speaking of Jay-Z, his song, The Story of O.J., is on the Grammy compilation CD we're giving away. So you do have a chance to win a Jay-Z song. Kendrick Lamar was a big winner, just behind Bruno Mars. Kendrick got 4 Grammys. I believe he was nominated for 7, but he got 4 of the 7. Let's go through the Grammy winners from last night. Album of the Year, as I mentioned, went to Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Bruno got the Record of the Year for 24 Karat Magic. Song of the Year, That's What I Like. Bruno Mars was a co-songwriter, along with Christopher Brody Brown, James Fauntleroy, Philip Lawrence, and several others who contributed to That's What I Like, which won the Song of the Year for songwriting. Best New Artist was Alessia Cara. Best Pop Solo Performance, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. He wasn't there to get it, but he was the winner. Best Pop Duo or Group was Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. And Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Tony Bennett Celebrates 90. Pop Vocal Album of the Year, according to the Grammys, Divide, Ed Sheeran. So he won 2. He was nominated for 2, got them both. Best Dance Recording was LCD Sound System for Tonight. Best Dance Album, 3D The Catalog by Kraftwerk. The Best Contemporary Instrumental Album, Prototype from Jeff Lorber Fusion. Best Rock Performance went to Leonard Cohen, and You Want It Darker. And Best Metal Performance, for all our metalheads listening, was Mastodon, Sultan's Curse. Best Rock Song of the Year was Run by the Foo Fighters. Best Rock Album, War on Drugs with a Deeper Understanding. Best Alternative Music Album was Sleep Well, Beast by The National. Best R&B Performance, That's What I Like, Bruno Mars. Best Traditional R&B was Redbone, Childish Gambino, who has since announced he's going to do a new album. Earlier in the year, about 10 months ago, 8 months ago, he said he's going to get out of music and focus on acting as Donald Glover. He's apparently changed his mind, signed a new deal, and he's going to put out a new album. Best R&B Song, That's What I Like, which was also songwriters, Bruno Mars, Christopher Brody. Best Urban Contemporary Album, Starboy, The Weeknd. He beat out 6 Black, Childish Gambino, Khalid, and SZA. A lot of people thought SZA would be a big winner. That wasn't the case last night. Best R&B Album, Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Best Rap Performance, Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Best Rap Song was Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar, with Rihanna. That was called the Best Rap Sung Performance. Best Rap Song, Humble, by Kendrick Lamar. Best Rap Album, Damn, Kendrick Lamar. Best Country Solo Performance, Either Way, Chris Stapleton. Best Country Duo, Better Man, Little Big Town. Best Country Song, Broken Halos, by Chris Stapleton and Mike Henderson, co-writer. Best Country Album, Chris Stapleton, From a Room, Volume 1. Big night for Chris Stapleton fans. Best Jazz Solo, Miles Beyond, John McLaughlin. Best Jazz Vocal Album, Dreams and Daggers, Cecil McLaurin-Savant. Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Rebirth, by Billy Childs. And Best Gospel Performance was Never Have Been Alone, CeCe Winans. Best Gospel Album, Let Them Fall in Love, CeCe Winans. Best Latin pop album, El Dorado, Shakira. And she's kind of in trouble with her government in Colombia for tax evasion. She hasn't paid her income taxes the last 2 years, so she's got some legal issues. Best Latin rock urban alternative album, Residente, by Residente. Best tropical Latin album, Salsa, Big Band, Ruben Blades. Best American roots, Alabama Shakes, Killer Dust Blues. Best American root song, If We Were Vampires, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And so that's kind of how the Grammys went last night. Now, I was particularly interested in the category for best music from a movie. That always interests me. And I'm trying to find out who was the winner, but I know there was Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens, Mary J. Blige, Mighty River was nominated. Miguel, a song from Coco called Remember Me. I love that song. Andre Day and Common, Stand Up for Something, The Greatest Showman, This Is Me. Quite a number of original film songs up for a Grammy, and I will check and see which one was the winner. Coming up next, we've got a song from Jan in Holland and the guys at the Tavern in Holland. It's Sam Cooke and Cupid here on Border Crossings.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. I'm in distress, there's danger of me losing all of my happiness, for I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. No. Heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow. Heart for me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me?
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Ever a surprise.
Border Crossings, a couple of Grammy winners in the past, right there. Celine Dion, Peebo Bryson. Peebo's got a couple, both of them for big Disney film songs. One, we just heard Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion. The other one was A Whole New World with Regina Bell, who also got a Grammy for that. Regina's been on our show before. The song from Celine and Peebo is a request from Ngusi in Ghana, listening to the show. And I love Beauty and the Beast. I loved it in animated form, the original. And I love the live version of it as well with Emma Watson. She did a great job as Belle last year. Now, speaking of Celine Dion, she's been in concert for a number of years now at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. They built a theater just for her. Spent $20 million plus dollars on this theater just for her. And she does her weekly shows there. She had been ill and had to cancel a couple of weeks' worth of shows. Once she got back into it last weekend, she had a surprise guest come backstage to meet her. Adele came to a Celine Dion concert in Vegas and met her backstage. Celine posted a photo of the two of them together. Adele was wearing a Celine Dion tour sweatshirt in the photo. And Celine wrote the caption, "I've had a rough couple of weeks here with the cold and the flu that's going around, but I was able to manage to go through with the show tonight. Lucky I did, because look who I met, Adele," who was in the audience. So there you go. So Celine admires Adele. Adele admires Celine. Mutual admiration. This is Border Crossings. Thank you very much for being on our show with us. For requests and dedications during the hour we're here, you can phone us if you'd like, 202-619-2077. If you're a new listener and you're wondering how to make a request and how to reach out to us, you can use the phone, 202-619-2077. Call the studio. Vince is here for requests. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send a request by Facebook. Bijan Adams is with us. Heard from Christian, Ira Dukunda, Nizaramba, Andy Bakers, Nayo Emanuel, Justin Wenna, Desiree Escatone, Marie Stella Villapaz. Maha Null is in Kuwait, 96.9 FM. And Medin Seleshi, George Ayura is tuned in. Josephine Sabouni listens and requested a calendar. She said, "Are you still giving away calendars?" Yes, Josephine. If you give us your mailing address, we'll give you a calendar. Karuna Kantapal said hi. Marshall Omar Shakur, Andua Lem Gizachu, Musunguzi Orish said hello to us. Kingboy Okworo, Etienne Habu Mugisha, Tau Buhari, Kamo Ibrahim Sheriff, Patilo's with us, Naka Emmanuel, Zayandana Pever, Ephraim Marawi, and Melissa Kaplan, Jaro Ali Nene, Kapo Kli Kapo. So there you have our list of folks who have stopped by facebook.com/VOA Larry London so far today to say hi. And here's King Boy's request from Melanie Fiona called 4 a.m.
Sunrise song.
Sitting here feeling kind of crazy, but not just any crazy. It's the kind you feel when you love somebody. And I don't think my baby is calling somebody else, baby. And I can't sit still. Look how gone it got me. Who than my heart could ever bruise? You see this scar here on my chest. I'm hurting, and he don't even care. It's 4 a.m. and my lover won't answer. It's got me somewhere with the dancer, sipping champagne while I'm in his bed. It's 4 a.m. and I think I might lose it. This motherfucker thinking I'm stupid. He must have fallen. Standing here and I'm getting heated. Pour me up a drink, I swear I need it. I think I'm about to hurt somebody. Swear this man is begging me to leave him. Getting sick of being
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Border Crossings, and that's the new one from Teddy Afro's album Ethiopia. That's called Sembarehe here on Border Crossings for Johannes Andbir Bicha, who listens to Shager FM 102.1 and asked me to play that song, Sembarehe from Teddy Afro. I want to say hello to Rociel. Rociel is in the Philippines listening to us today, so hello and welcome. Cletus Clarks has tuned in. Mabinane Asu Aliu Bility is tuned into the program. Ekow Plange and Joy and Camo are listening in Sierra Leone. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Border Crossings. We're just moments away from giving away another Grammy compilation CD. And speaking of the Grammys, I finally found the answer to the question I've been seeking for so long. Who won the best film song? Last night, it was The Defiant Ones. That's the film song that won. So there you go, if you're interested. I thought I'd share that with you. If you want to call in for a request, 202-619-2077 is the phone number. It is award season once again. We've got the Oscars coming up soon. We've got the Brit Awards coming up in February as well. So still handing out all those trophies and awards. Coming up, Havana Nana in Denmark requested a song. Hello, Havana. She wants me to play Simple Plan, and I'm not going to take it personally, but the song is called Shut Up. This is Border Crossings.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Hey, Robin. Didn't I rock with you all night? Wasn't it good enough? Don't lie. Didn't you tell me that I blew your mind? Brought out the animal in me. Nobody else could tame that beast. Why did you have to go and say goodbye? Now all I wanna do is get you back. Yeah.
Two pockets, some fishnet stockings.
Oh.
Ring, 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 ring. Put a ring on it or ding, da, ding, ding. Boy, your time's up. Where's your wind up? It's levels to this one. You should have climbed
Let's go.
Up.
Crossings. It's the sounds of Robin Thicke and Nicki Minaj, and that one is called Back Together, a request from Nkusi Blaze, who listens in Kigali, Rwanda, to Border Crossings. Thank you very much. Nice to have Rwanda with us back together, now that we're on every afternoon in Rwanda. Robin Thicke is 40. His girlfriend is 23. Her name is April Love Geary, and she's pregnant with the couple's first child. The baby is due in March, right around the time that Robin's late father, Alan Thicke, would have celebrated his birthday. Alan Thicke, very famous on television here in the United States, Growing Pains, and he did TV commercials, and a very, very well-liked actor, passed away playing hockey with his son, his youngest son, who's a teenager. And they were playing hockey in some charity hockey event, and then Alan had a heart attack and passed away. Very unexpected, very untimely passing. I want to say hi to Kojo Enoch, who checked in to say hello to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for listening. We've got the Grammy CD. It's a giveaway, and it's time now to let one loose. I've got a Grammy CD, and let's see, who are we going to give this to today? Today, it's Kamo Ibrahim, Sheriff in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Kamo has won the CD, so congratulations, Kamo Ibrahim, Sheriff, for winning the Grammy CD today. One more tomorrow on the show. Make sure you're tuned in so you have a chance to win that. We've got time for one more request. This is a request for Mohammed Shamim, who's a longtime listener to Border Crossings in Kerala State, India. And he wants Michael Jackson's Beat It. Before we beat it, let's check out the King of Pop on Border Crossings.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson beat it. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, dating Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin these days. Now, Justin Timberlake's got center stage for the Super Bowl halftime show, Feb 4. He said it's a tribute to Michael Jackson and his 1992 halftime show in, coincidentally, Minnesota, when the Redskins played the Buffalo Bills. He said if it weren't for Michael making the thing a thing, it wouldn't be a thing. So Michael Jackson's going to do his thing 25 years after Michael. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and thank you very much, Wagner, engineer, Vince, our director, and thank you for tuning in. Back tomorrow with more Border Crossings coming up on the VOA1 Music Network.